Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm Wright Brennan. This is the Lost in the Midlands podcast, sponsored by C. Wright Roofing. And today I'm with a veteran, a philanthropist, a golfer, and an athlete. First Sergeant retired Alvin King, Executive Director at the Range for Hope Foundation. Alvin, thanks for hanging out, man.
Appreciate you having me.
Excited to have you here. Appreciate your service. You have done a lot of awesome things in your journey. I know you guys have a really cool operation going on over there at Range for Hope. But I want to jump a little bit into your journey, kind of what's brought you to today. So can you tell me where your beginnings are?
Sure. So born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. I grew up, I wouldn't say only child. My dad had several children. I was the only child from my mom. And I played a lot of sports growing up, baseball and basketball, up through high school, and then had opportunities to play in college. And so I went to a small school and thought that's what I wanted to do. Yeah. And then, as we all know, life happens. So I got my then-girlfriend, now wife, pregnant, and I had to transition from being a student-athlete to being a full-time working dad. Yeah. And you know, when you have, like, $7-$8 and a dorm room, you know, it's kind of a different situation that you go through.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, jumping into life 2 feet, you know, all the way in, like, wow, this was not what I expected. And, you know, and then kind of going through that journey, I worked for a couple years. We lived in New York, and an opportunity arose to join the military. And, you know, it was an opportunity to leave New York and get out and do something different. And so took a step out on faith. And, you know, it was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me and my family. I served 20 years in the Army. As I like to tell people, I had the fortunate of what's the best way to put that? I was blessed by the United States Army to see a lot of different places.
Yeah.
You know, I had a lot of paid vacations. So I did 4 tours to Afghanistan, 4 to Iraq. I went to Africa 6 different times, Jordan, Kuwait, Turkey, Bosnia twice, Germany, you know, so like the list goes on and on. So as they say, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. I got a few t-shirts. And so throughout that journey, ironically, I was introduced early on at Fort Bragg, you know, my first duty assignment, to the game of golf. And so I, you know, you go back about a minute ago, I said, you know, I consider myself an athlete.
Yeah.
And so I was like, golf, sure, why not? And, you know, I went out there and was very humbled very fast by the game of golf. And, you know, especially since the guys who introduced me to the game were, in my opinion, non-athletes. I was like, well, you never played sports in high school. They're like, well, we golfed. I was like, so you never played sports in high school? And, you know, so it's just like this, like, wow. It was definitely a humbling experience. But, you know, I think the journey in golf that I appreciate is the challenge. And so the reality of, like, there's something there that you could never conquer. Like, you can kind of get it from time to time.
Yeah.
But it's always just like this chase that you're always after, you know, like just a little bit better, a little bit more, a little bit better.
Right.
And, you know, so that was kind of the introduction to the game of golf. And then, you know, as I had all these paid vacations overseas, you know, when I came back, that was kind of my grounding point to, like, get out there, go golf a little, and then reset my mind and be like, okay, back home, ready to integrate with my family. So,
yeah.
Speaking of my family, I'm married. I have, you know, 2 lovely children, as well as our quote unquote bonus baby. So we took in my younger brother after our dad passed away. So my dad passed away 3 days before my youngest son was born, and 2 days after I was supposed to deploy to Bosnia again. So it was just this crazy wave of time, you know, in that space where I was supposed to go to Bosnia. My wife waddled in to, like, leave, you know, see me leave, and the commander was like, what are you doing? Like, your wife's about to give birth. I was like, I've been telling everybody, you know, it's the military. Like, it's not my, I can't just make that decision. They're like, no, stay here. So I stood. Next day, I got the call, your dad's on life support. You need to, you know, come down and sign these papers. And, you know, and so all these things started to progress. But so yeah, now my younger brother, who we took in at 8, is now 33, married, in the Air Force, and he has two amazing children, a 3-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son, and then they're out in Los Angeles. And my daughter, who is a lawyer, yeah, is married, just recently married in September.
You're doing things right.
Well, I like to say...
You got an awesome family, too. They stuck with you all these years.
That's what I was just going to say. I like to say I stood out of the military, had this plan of keeping me out of the way long enough so that my wife could get all this right, and then I could, you know, kind of be now, take the credit, you know, in some space, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's a lawyer. She went to Temple Law School, and she actually lives in Savannah. Her and her new husband that they just married in September. He's an Army lieutenant, ironically. So when I met him, when they first met, he was a government contractor, and then we met and we started talking. He's like, you know, I always wanted to join the military. And after 2 years of dating, he was just like, yeah, you know, I think I'm going to join the military, Mr. King. I was like, have at it. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, now he's this young Army lieutenant, and, you know, he's doing very well. And then our youngest son, which, you know, everybody says he's the golden child, but he super smart, super athletic. He had opportunities to do a lot of different things coming out of high school. He got a full ride to Yale.
Wow.
Academically, and so he finished there, took a gap year, and now he's in his first year at Wake Forest Medical on a full ride there. And so, you know, he's going to be a doctor with no debt. And, you know, so, you know, the other siblings always are like, you know, he gets everything he wants, you know, kind of deal. But, you know, they're blessed. And he's actually engaged, and he'll be getting married this June to his high school sweetheart. They've been dating since they were going to school here in Heathwood. And so it's pretty crazy to kind of take a step back and, like, look at the life that I've led, you know. So in retirement, you know, as we, you know, now we've covered history, family, but, like, I retired in 2018 from the military after 20 years. And so right before I retired, I was doing a lot of speaking events and kind of getting out there and, you know, doing some different things. So I started this leadership consulting business. I wrote a book, and I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just teach people how to, you know, develop leaders, because in the military, I feel like, you know, you start at, you know, the lowest rank, the junior enlisted rank, and then you work your way up through the senior enlisted, or same thing on the commission to senior commissioned officers. So, like, there's a process of, like, I started from the bottom. And now, you know, but in the civilian sector, there's a thing called want ads, and it's like now hiring senior leader, you know, apply within.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so, like, there's opportunities out there that may not have been afforded to one versus the other in different realms. But, you know, so I was just out there kind of making my mark, trying to, you know, influence people in that leadership development space. But I concurrently started this golf tournament, King for a Day. And I was like, hey, you know, I want to do something to give back to the military community. And this is what it is. I'm going to do a golf tournament. I'm a golfer. We'll just, you know, cut a check to a local charity every year and boom. And so started that in 2018, and, you know, then it went pretty well. And, you know, I got introduced in retirement to a program called PGA Hope, which is helping our patriots everywhere, which is a phenomenal program through the PGA funded. And it's, excuse me, specifically for combat or disabled veterans. And so that's great. But for me, I think that was my biggest rub as I got out of the military in 2018 was a lot of things. You know, my family traveled with me for 20 years, and then I got a blue ID card, and then it turned different. They were like, oh, your family can't go to this school. They can't do this, or they can't do that. You know, this is available to you as the veteran, but not to your family. And so, like, when I went to PGA Hope, I was like, oh, this is great. You know, golf, and you get out here, and it's over the course of 6 weeks, one day a week, free golf lessons.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was pretty cool. And so I was like, yeah, I think we should do something like this, you know, for the family.
Right.
And so I talked with them, you know, connect with them. You know, I actually started donating to them. And, you know, just over the next 2 years, I was like, yeah, I like the program. Like, I was helping them out. I was an ambassador for them. And I was like, I just really wish you guys would offer more for, like, the family. I think you're missing the boat. And, you know, I finally had those conversations with the PGA Hope, PGA Reach program, like the umbrella that they fall under for the PGA. And I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm looking into doing this. And so that's where Range for Hope started, which was, you know, we wanted to provide, use golf as therapy for the family unit.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, offered free golf lessons throughout the year for military members and their family. And so that was kind of, you know, that's where we started. That was the genesis of Range for Hope.
Right.
And so 2021, we probably had 100-something people come through the golf lessons, and we're like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, we had two different locations, and so I was like, all right, you know, this is, you know, kind of getting out there, feeling this.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Starting to work.
Yeah, this is a thing, you know, and so then,
cool.
And so, but that was like fourth year of King for a Day, where, the first year was only year I didn't sell out. I was selling out this tournament, starting to, you know, build funds, and I'm like, you know, we could probably do something.
Yeah.
And so that's where we decided to start this foundation. And so from there, it kind of started to combust. So, you know, we got introduced to adaptive golf that following year, 2020, well, the fall of 21 going into 22. So adaptive is the umbrella that anybody with a rated disability falls under. And so we drove down to Atlanta and met Dave Windsor, who's been running the Adaptive Golf Academy for probably up to 30 years now, maybe. And so he had this program at this golf course in Atlanta. And so we went out there, me and my golf pro from up here. And he's like, oh, you know, we're going to get there. We got there, and he put us to work. As soon as we got there, like, hey, you know, we just drove 4 hours to meet you. And he's like, yeah, great. Grab that box, do this, and boom. So we were out there, a part of his clinic, helping this person, that person.
Yeah.
So in the adaptive space, there's adaptive certified golf carts where people can strap into. So if you're non-load-bearing, you could get in what's called a paramobile. And to me, I always say it looks like a Roomba because it's a three-wheel deal. They strap in. It stands them up, sits them back down. They could swing from standing.
Oh, wow.
It's tee to green rated, so you can get on the tee, drive down the course, go in and out of the sand bunker,
yeah,
go on the green. It's not going to impact, you know, because of the tires and the weight and all that. It's, you know, they could use it wherever. So I was like, wow, this is pretty amazing. So I met a guy, a Marine, and he was on this machine, rolled over to me and another buddy who were out there helping out, and he stood up. And, you know, he's late 50s, and, you know, he kind of looked. I was like, everything okay? You know, you're checking the straps? He's like, yeah. Just haven't been standing up in over 20 years. And I was like, wow, it's Tuesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Didn't expect this. I was like, deep breath. All right, let's keep moving on.
Yeah.
And so we're looking over his shoulder while he's standing, and this lady's walking right at us. And I'm like, oh, we're definitely in trouble.
Yeah.
And so she comes and says, hey, I'd love to hug my husband while he's standing. And
wow.
So I was like, that was the aha moment, you know, that, like, we're in. Like, I don't know what it is. I was like, you know, I'm going to take a step away, let you guys have this. You know, I figure, you know, pretty tough kid from Brooklyn, grew up, you know, was an athlete, was a 20-year combat veteran. And on a Tuesday in Atlanta at like 10 in the morning, I'm like, wow, moved by emotion.
Yeah.
To like be like, this, we have to do this. Like, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But we got to be a part of this. And so we came back to Columbia, the 4-hour drive. We talked all about it. And we started another golf tournament. And so we started Fairways to Freedom, and it was like 60 days later, we had this tournament, sold it out, and we started developing funds and resources to buy that equipment. So that one card alone is like $32,000.
Wow.
And so, you know, we got into that space. So we were doing military members, their families, their dependents, you know, anybody, and then adaptive golfers. And so now you're like, wow, this is a thing. So, you know, next year from 21 to 22, we went up to like 300 people, you know, like, and it's like, oh, wow. And then last year, you know, now we added some new dynamics. We're like, oh, we're going to go out and have these social events. We're down at the Capital City Club once a month. We're, you know, doing this. Or, you know, so, like, we're starting to expand in all these spaces. And now we're up to, like, 500 people served.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, and, you know, we have two golf tournaments. And then even in 2022, when we first got into adaptive golf, and, you know, we were We decided to, like, well, what can we do for adaptive golfers that's different? And so we started the first ever South Carolina statewide all-adaptive golf tournament, the Palmetto State Adaptive Golf Open.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C-Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
Initially, the thought was to have 36 competitors from around the state of South Carolina come in and, with different sports abilities, because it's not necessarily a disability. So to categorize, that as a sports ability. And so we're like, yeah, we put this flyer out and just took a swing. And, the word started getting out because, once we locked into the adaptive golf, we went through the adaptive golf training. We joined the USAJ, which is the U.S. Adaptive Golf Alliance. So, we're a nationally certified program in that adaptive golf training space.
Let me ask you this, just so I know what. So, is this under the umbrella of
Range for Hope?
This is all under the.
Yeah. So that's what was going to tie this bob up for you. So,
yeah. No,
because it just keeps going like this. Yeah. That's why I said it's combustible. we're doing this.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, Range for Hope. And then they're like, oh, King Friday. Because all these things in their own separate space have done very well. King Friday has done very well. We're coming into the seventh year. Fairways to Freedom has done very well. And so
it's awesome.
And so you think about this, and then we have the golf lesson. So all this stuff and the adaptive space, which is a whole other space that people are like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so now you come back to Range for Hope itself. Range for Hope was recognized when we first started by WIS-TV as United for Veteran Cause because of all the things that we've done within the community. So for last year, I was the face. Me and two other groups were the face on WIS, all day, every day, my face was on TV, and so. But
you're made for that job, though. Look,
people tell me I have a face for
you
radio.
Got a personality. Look, yeah. The camera and you probably do pretty good. So no, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good, but yeah, the reality was we were in all these different spaces, so having an opportunity for WIS TV to come out and kind of capture the things that we do on course and present it to people. So we're like, wow, and so with all that. Being said, all these things going well for Range Rope. Then last year, I get a call, and they're like, hey, we just want to let you know that you were just selected as the inaugural 2023 first ever State of South Carolina Veteran of the Year. And I was like,
congrats.
What does that mean? and I was like, okay. I literally hung up that call, and I was like, okay, cool. And
well deserved.
But, so now, we're starting to get into these spaces of, it's putting us in different rooms and on different wavelengths and, in different spaces that, there's some exciting news coming ahead, where the past few years we're at two locations. This year we're looking to add about 3-4 locations. We're connecting with Fort Jackson. We're connecting with the VA. We're connecting with, Prisma Health. There's a lot of things, a lot of different spaces, a lot of different courses that we're kind of getting out to because people are like, oh, yeah, I've heard about you guys. Love to have you out here. What do we need to do? And so it's been interesting. So when you tie all this together, what does Range for Hope do and who are we? Yeah, we do 7 months of free golf lessons several times a week. So that's where we changed the model from a PGA Hope to say over the course of 6 weeks out of the year, they're going to do 1 day a week. We're doing 4, sometimes 5 days a week of free golf for anybody who wants to show up. At different locations. We subsidize this by having two phenomenal charity golf tournaments that, that are doing well. And so even this year, our Fairways to Freedom, which is coming up on April 1st, we've sat down and had a discussion. So we're proud to say that Belfour Restoration is coming in as, the presenting and title sponsor to say, hey, we believe in what you're doing, and we want to put your name out there on our platform and really get our... connections of who we have and what we do within the community. We want people to know about you.
Yeah, dang, so, awesome sponsor.
Oh,
they're big time.
Big time. Yeah, I mean, and that was wow, you want to, us?
Yeah,
No,
that's fantastic.
And so, things are sort of growing in that space of just being obedient, just being humble, and just kind of continually taking those steps and being like, sure, we could do that, and we could do that, and, I do take a step back and say, we're only coming into our fourth year. We're grassroots. We don't have major donors and sponsors, but, you know, what we do have is a lot of people who believe in what we've done. And so, you know, we're out there in the community and making a lot of different impacts within our community.
Yeah, I can tell you got a love for the people that you're working with, a love for the game, golf.
Oh, yeah.
And it's such a unique space you guys fill. You know, I just would never have put those two together, but it just makes so much sense the way you describe it. It's like, yeah, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, people are like, oh, yeah. Like, and so a lot of people are hesitant, and then you're like, come out. We have, like, all you need to do is show up. Like, we have golf clubs at all the different sites, right-hand, left-hand, youth.
Wow.
So we've been blessed in that capacity where people have donated, we've bought, and, you know, kind of hodgepodge and put some stuff together. But we want to make sure it's a welcoming environment. So, you know, I think the big thing for us is, you know, providing a space. Because, as you know, or as people think they know, golf is this sport of, like, it's privilege, and it's country club, and it's, you know,
expensive.
And so now where we're providing access, you know, for golf, as well as, you know, having this diversity and inclusivity of anybody can come out there. So people come out and they're like looking around and like, are you sure we're supposed to? I'm like, yeah, come on, come right. And then they're out there and they're like, oh, wow, I could be. And they're like, can I come back without you? And I'm like, absolutely.
That's awesome.
So, you know, so it's like introducing people into a space that they really may have not thought they could be in.
Yeah.
And so that's, I think, to me is the awesome part because, you know, I didn't grow up golfing. And I didn't grow up in that space. And I didn't know about it until I was introduced. And then I was like, oh, wow, this is something I really enjoy. And so, you know, it's pretty cool to kind of now bring other people into the madness with me.
I like how you describe golf as madness because that has been my life experience trying to play golf. And lots of lessons to be learned on the golf course. My gosh.
Absolutely.
Really cool. All right. So what, like, coming up near future, next couple months, is the one of your events in the spring?
Yep.
So you said?
Absolutely. So we have, two things that are like kind of big items that are coming up. So in March we have, and every time I say this, I have to take a pause, a rifle raffle.
And, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've been blessed. An organization has put up some, several different firearms.
Cool.
And you know, we're selling tickets for these rifle raffles, but that's gonna be, we're gonna host an event. I think it's March 23rd at Thunder Tower Harley Davidson in out off of 20. And so, you know, I think there'll be food trucks and bouncy houses, like just stuff.
Yeah.
And then they'll do the raffle there. But the raffle's been live for, you know, a couple, I think 2 months, like since the fall, maybe November-ish. And so the goal was kind of like this, once again, partner agency came up and was like, hey, we'd love to do this for you. And I was like, sure. And, you know, what do we need to do? Like, just send us your logo and say okay when we give you a check. And I was like, okay.
Deal. That sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, so it's so that's one thing. And then, like I said, Belfour, we, you know, they've just come on board. And so they are you know, hosting this, they're going to start hosting Fairways to Freedom. And so on April 1st at Columbia Country Club out in Blythewood, we're going to have Belfour Presents Fairways to Freedom. And so I think it's a great opportunity to get a lot of different corporate sponsors out there. And,
definitely.
You know, and learn about what we do. We'll have, what I didn't tell you is through the course of the past 2 years, not only have we secured one, but we've secured five adaptive golf carts and a 7x16 trailer and a truck to pull that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all wrapped in camo. So it's like
super awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Like when I sit back and look at that, I'm like, this is crazy what we've done in this short amount of time.
Yeah.
Especially like to me, sometimes I feel like the best picture I paint is a New York City dog walker. So like someone holding on to about 8 to 10 different leashes going in different directions.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, can you guys do this? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, just, here, just one
tuck,
more.
Just tuck that in there and we'll get it. And so
very cool.
It's been an interesting journey.
I mean, what an impressive operation you guys have going, and really excited to hear that you've got all these new, I mean, it's just continuing to grow. You're just kind of like the snowball, it just keeps moving. Somebody out there who wants to get some lessons, how do they set that up?
You can check out the website, Range, www.range4, F-O-R-E, like golf, Hope.
Nice.
HOPE.org. And so you go on there and they'll have all the list of events and things that we have coming up, as well as signing up for clinics at the different locations. And so we are updating that as we speak. There's some things that are exciting that are coming down the pipe here. Probably, hopefully by the middle to end of this month, we'll have all of our new locations for this year. So where previously we've been at Cobblestone up in Blythewood, and then down at the James Clyburn Golf Center in Columbia, you know, there's going to be probably at minimum 3 to 4 new locations where you can kind of access golf. And so just trying to get all those I's dotted and T's crossed and all those handshakes done where everybody's like, yeah, we're in. And then, you know, the powers that be are like, well, we got to, you know, work out this aspect of, you know, like, you know, all this adulting stuff has to go on.
Well, if anybody's up for that challenge, my gosh, I know that it's probably not much of one for you. So, but I want to say thanks for coming on. You guys have an amazing operation going, like I said. I would love to hear more about it in the future. You'll have to have you back on to kind of catch an update. And, yeah, thanks for coming on, man.
Appreciate you having me.
Awesome. Hey, everyone. Many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.